现在奉主耶稣圣名跟大家来分享圣经的教训。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I'd like to share with you teachings from the Bible.
在这个灵恩会期间呢，其实就像我们刚才所唱的诗歌，就是神的福气要像甘霖一样的降给我们。
In this spiritual convocation, just like the hymn which sang, God will shower us with His abundant blessings.
那神要把他的福气倒给我们的时候，通常圣经会用描述，当天上的门或天上的窗户敞开的时候。
Before God is to pour His blessings on us, the Bible usually describes this process as God opening heavenly doors for us.
就像刚才我们聚会所听到的，我们灵恩会其实一年两次，就像旧约时代以色列选民他们到圣殿去守节期，用一个比较专心的时间在那边敬拜神。我们今天灵会其实就是有这个样的效果。
Just like we heard in the previous sermon, we have spiritual convocation twice a year, just like in the Old Testament, Israelites went to keep festivals to worship God.
那这段期间我们用什么心来领受，会决定我们会领受多少。
Our attitude in attending the spiritual convocation will determine how much we will receive.
那对我们弟兄姐妹在这个教会附近呢，我们每一年两次可以参加联会，或是每一周安息日，我们可以到教会来守安息日。我们会觉得说，参加聚会好像平常的事情，并没有什么很特别的事。
To those who attend Sabbath service regularly or have many opportunities to attend the services, they might feel that spiritual convocation is nothing special.
但对一些住在偏远地区，他们平常没有教会可以聚会的人来说呢，那灵恩会其实是一个非常重要，他们领受神话语以及弟兄姐妹一起祷告的一个美好的机会。
But to those who live in remote areas, spiritual convocation to them is very precious. It's the time where they can come together to learn God's word and to pray and fellowship with one another.
因为平常我们一周难得有一天的时间可以静下心来可以听道理。
It's rare for us to have one day in a week to calm our hearts and to listen to God's word.
但是说实在的，我们即使是安息日的时候，我们真的能够专心听道理，大部分的时间也只有在星期六的早上的这一堂聚会里面而已。
But the truth is, during Sabbath, usually we only have the morning hours to actually calm our heart down to listen to God's word.
因为有很多的信徒们参与教育的工作，譬如是星期六下午要当中华教育的教员，或者是我们被安排在炊事组厨房煮饭的。有时候我们没有办法很专心的在会堂里面听到的。
Many members have other responsibilities to carry out, such as teaching RE classes or cooking. So it's very hard for them to have this quiet time to listen to God's word.
但是灵恩会因为我们有比较长的时间，那工作分配可以有许多人一起来分担，所以我们有比较长的时间可以静心在会堂里来领受神的话语。
But during spiritual convocation, because we have more time to worship God and there are more people to carry out responsibilities, therefore we have more opportunity to actually calm our heart down.
如果我们能够把握每一次的机会，其实我们一个人的这个信仰的生活，在这个神的道理的滋润下以及圣灵的保守里面我们的信仰一定是越来越坚定，而且对主耶稣的信心越来越坚强。
If every one of us take the opportunity to nourish ourselves with God's word, then our faith will become stronger and stronger.
因为我们领受神的粮食越多呢，我们的灵性就越健壮。
The more bread from heaven that we receive, the stronger our spirituality will be.
特别我们所领受的食物，其实从属灵的角度来看，这个营养都非常的充分。
From a spiritual perspective, the spiritual food that we partake is very nutritional.
我们把每一次机会都把它用心的把它吸收消化吸收以后，我们属灵方面各方生活上面各方面的需要，我们在道理里面都可以被教导。
If we put our heart into absorbing all the word that we hear, then we will be taught by God.
那这个时间要跟大家来分享，当天上的门敞开的时候，会有什么事情发生
？I'd like to use this time to share with you what happens when doors in heaven open.
在圣经里面记载，曾经神两次把天上的窗户打开了。
The Bible records there are two times when God opens the door in heaven.
大家是不是还记得，在旧约时代，天上的窗户打开的时候，发生了什么事？
Do you remember what happens in the Old Testament when God opened doors in heaven?
有一次在创世纪前面，天上的窗户开了，洪水就倒下来了。
There's this once in Genesis when heavenly doors opened, great floods came upon this earth.
在挪亚的世代，圣经特别说，那个天上的窗户敞开。
In the time of Noah, the Bible especially records that the doors in heaven opened.
那个洪水四十昼夜降在地上，把所有一切没有在方舟里面的那些活物走兽、昆虫、飞鸟，全部包括人，全部淹没了。
Rain poured on earth for 40 days and night, and it flooded every living creature on earth, and also in the ocean.
那所以天上的窗户敞开，是要执行神的公义。
When heavenly doors opened, they opened to administer God's justice.
当初听到挪亚宣告的人，如果愿意进入方舟了，都得救了。
Those who heard Noah's proclamation, if they were willing to enter the ark, then they will be saved.
当初被神的灵感动，这些活物自己跑去找挪亚的进方舟，也都得救了。
Those animals who were moved by God's spirit and who went to seek for Noah, they were saved as well.
除此以外，全部都灭亡。
Other than these creatures, all other creatures perished.
这是神的作为。
This is God's work.
所以天上的窗户敞开，洪水下来，要让人看到神所说的话是就是是。神说这样子就一定会发生。
When doors in heaven opened, God wanted to show mankind that God's word is just. When God says yes, it will be yes.
那在旧约的最后面，在马拉基书记载另外一次天上的窗户打开了。
Toward the end of Old Testament, in the book of Malachi, it records that heavenly doors once again opened.
那一次窗户的敞开，圣经说要倒福气的。
That's when God said that He will pour blessings on us.
那倒福气是，如果我们人愿意听神的话，把当纳的十分之一送入神的仓库。
If we're willing to keep God's word and give Him tithe, then God will bless us.
那么神要把天上的窗户敞开，倒福气给那些愿意遵行天父旨意的人。
He will open heavenly doors and pour His abundant blessings on those who are willing to keep God's word.
那因为这个福气用倒了倒下来，所以让这些要接受的人甚至没有地方可以放。
Because He will has to pour down this blessing, then those who are receiving this blessing will have no room to store these blessings.
所以天上窗户打开，可以倒福气，也可以倒灾祸。
When doors in heaven opened, they open either for blessings or for curse.
但是在圣经里面记载，特别在诗篇里面曾经记载一次，天上的门开了。
The Psalm records that heavenly doors opened.
我们来看一下诗篇的七十八篇呢。
Let's refer to Psalm chapter 78.
诗篇七十八篇。
Psalm 78.
七十八篇，我们请看二十三节。
78:23。
诗篇的七十八篇二十三节。
Psalm 78:23。
他却吩咐天空，又敞开天上的门。二十四节。
24。
将玛拿像鱼给他们吃，将天上的粮食赐给他们。25。
25。
个人吃大能者的食物，他赐下粮食使他们饱足。这里说神吩咐天空，然后敞开天上的门。
This verse tells us God commanded the clouds above to open the doors of heaven.
要降下天上的粮食，像雨一样给这些地上人吃啊。
To rain down manna on people of the earth for them to eat.
然后他说这个天上的粮食就是玛拿。
He said that this food from heaven is manna.
然后个人这个玛拿就像大能者的食物，就像天使的食物啊。
This manna is like the bread of the mighty ones, the angels.
那让吃的人都得到饱足。
So that those who eat of it will be satisfied.
那所以呢，我们现在就来查考，天上的门打开，降下这个 天上的粮食对我们来说有什么意义？
So today we're going to study what significance there is for God to open the doors of heaven to rain down this food of heaven.
为什么神要把这个天上门打开倒粮食呢？
Why did God open doors of heaven to rain down food from heaven?
因为他要让愿意去领受人就可以得到饱足。
Because he wants to satisfy the hunger of those who are willing to eat it.
但那些不要去捡的呢，就饥饿了。
But those who are not willing to gather the food will be hungry.
我们知道，我们如果环顾我们现在四周围的环境，我们周遭的人事物啊。
If you we look around people and our surroundings.
我们现在社会里面很多有所谓忧郁症自杀的这个案件就在我们的身边发生了。
We see that there are many people who have depression.
这是30年、40年前。很少听过的。
This is something that's rarely seen 30 or 40 years ago.
现在这个时代已经好像变成有人自杀，有人患忧郁症，变成稀松平常了。
But in this generation, depression, suicide are common.
在按照统计啊，他们现在说美国有几百万的人是患忧郁症的。
According to the statistics, there are millions of Americans who are depressed.
那在开发的国家，有的孩子七八岁他就已经忧郁症了。
In developing countries, we see that children they are diagnosed with depression when they are 7 or 8 years old.
有些青年他们在正在学习当中，生命还充满着希望的时代，他们就已经觉得活不下去，他们就去自杀了。
When youths they are just about to begin their life, they feel that there's no meaning in this world, so they commit suicide.
这实在是一个非常奇怪的社会。
This is such a strange society.
但是其实。神所安排给人活的环境不是这样子的。
But this is not the surrounding that God had prepared for us to live in.
那这样的一个世代表示说人会觉得心灵虚空，觉得人生没有意义啊。
In this generation, we feel that we're empty, our heart is empty, there's no meaning in life.
那我们都知道现在是一个末世，就是耶稣要再来的时间已经近了。
We know that we live in the end times, Jesus is to come very soon.
那世人在这种末世阶段会遇到一个非常大的饥荒。
People while living this generation, they will face a very great famine.
那这个饥荒不是因为他没有食物可以吃的。
And this famine did not occur because there is no food to eat.
我们如果来看一下阿摩斯书的第八章啊，他早在先知时代就已经这样预告了这个现象。
If we turn to Amos chapter 8, back in the Old Testament, God has already prophesied.
阿摩斯书的八章十一节。
In Amos chapter 8, verse 11.
十一节、十二节，这里说主神说：“日子将到，我必命饥荒降在地上，人饥饿，非因无饼，干渴，非因无水，乃因不听神的话。”十二节说：“他们必漂流，从这海到那海，从北边到东边，往来奔跑，寻求神的话，却寻不着。”这里提到说，饥荒口渴，都不是因为没有饼、没有水的。
This verse tells us that famine or thirst, they do not happen because there's no bread or water.
那是因为没有神的话语。
But rather, they happen because there's no words of God.
那现在这个饥荒跟干渴的现象表现在什么样？表现在哪里呢？
Where can you see famine and thirst for water?
因为先知他在预告这个日子会到，就是末世的时候会有这个现象。
The prophet prophesied that this situation will occur in the end times.
那这样一个这样的预言呢，在提摩太后书里面这样说。我们看提摩太后书第三章。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3.
在保罗那个时代，那时候他已经觉得是末世，他已经又预告一次末世的时候发生的事。
Paul, in his time, again prophesied what would happen in the end times.
提摩太后书的三章第一节。
Second Timothy chapter 3 verse 1。
提摩太后书三章一节。
Second Timothy 3:1。
你该知道末世必有危险的日子来到。第二节，那因为那时候人要专顾自己，贪爱钱财，自夸狂傲，谤读，违背父母，忘恩负义，心不圣洁，无亲情，不解怨，好说谗言，不能制约，性情凶暴，不爱良善。第四节。
Four。
卖主卖友，任意妄为，自高自大，爱厌乐，不爱神。第五节，有敬虔的外貌，却背了敬虔的实意，这等人你要躲开。这里 一口气讲了好多好多这个末世的现象。
So this verse is record many of the situations that will occur in the end times.
那这些现象其实都是因为人心灵空虚，得不到满足的结果。
And these are the fruit of a person who has whose heart is empty.
为什么人会专顾自己？
How come man will only care for himself?
因为他没有神啊。
Because he has no God.
因为如果人有神，他就有神的爱。
If a person has God, then he will have love of God.
他会想要去爱别人的。
He will want to love other people.
所以人如果没有神，什么事情都可以做。
So if a person does not have God, he can do anything.
很自然的就变成很自私。
And naturally, he will be very selfish.
那很自然的人很贪爱钱财，因为觉得钱财是他唯一的依靠。
And naturally, he will be a lover of money because he feels that money is his only reliance.
人一没有心里面一没有神的话语，他很容易就自高自傲了。
If man does not have God's word in his heart, then he will very naturally become proud and arrogant.
那很自然的人的性情凶暴。
And naturally, he will become very.
就是脾气很暴躁，不爱良善。
And he will hate good.
所有坏的事情，其实这些都是一个人没有心里没有神的话语，得不到满足的结果。
All these are signs of a person who's not satisfied with God's word.
那我们看第四章，同样提摩太后书第四章。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 4.
第三节。
Verse 3.
四章三节说，因为时候要到，人必厌烦纯正的道理，耳朵发痒，就随从自己的情欲，增添好多师父，并且掩耳不听真道，偏向荒谬的言语。这个时候，在这个末世的时代里面，人心灵虚空，但是他会寻求不一样的满足。
In the last days, men will feel empty-hearted, and yet they will seek other forms of satisfaction.
那要得到满足，我们现在在主里面，我们知道除了耶稣以外，实际上得不到满足的。
Now we're in the Lord, we know that other than Lord Jesus, we can find no other satisfaction.
不管用人间的任何一个方法
，No matter what method you use，
学问、艺术，或者是所谓的社会关怀，没有一项能够满足真的满足人的心灵。
Whether knowledge, art, culture, or other forms of entertainment can never satisfy you.
很多人可以觉得说做很多善事让自己觉得很有价值。
Some people feel that they can do a lot of good works to make them feel they're worth something.
但是到最后也发现，他所做善事其实他永远会觉得说好像不是那么一回事啊。他虽然做很多善事，自己却觉得还是我为什么要活着？
But in the end, after they've done so many good works, they feel that what's the purpose of me being alive in this world?
当在夜晚自己静静心来面对自己的时候，会发现说人生的意义到底在哪里呢？
At night when everything quiets down, he will ask himself, what's the purpose of life?
因为有时候人所做善事，别人不见得会用同样的态度和心情来回报他的。
Because when he does good to other people, this receiver of his good deeds might not treat him as well as he would like to.
所以只有神才有办法真的满足人的心而已。
Therefore, only God can truly satisfy a person's heart.
那所以在这种情况下，其实先知神已经借着先知预告这个末后会有的一个现象。
God has already prophesied through prophets what will happen in the last days.
可是同时，神也提供了一个方法，让这些后代的人他们知道怎么样能够得到解决。
At the same time, God also provides a way.To solve these problems.
我们来看以赛亚书第五十五章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 55.
以赛亚书五十五章。
Isaiah chapter 55.
第一节。
Verse 1.
以赛亚书五十五章第一节。
Isaiah 55 verse 1.
你们一切干渴的都当就近水来，没有银钱的也可以来。你们都来买了吃，不用银钱，不用价值，也来买酒和奶。你们为何花钱买那不足为食物的，用劳碌得来的买那不使人饱足呢？你们要留意听我的话，就能吃那美物，得享肥甘，心中喜乐。第三节
Verse 3.
你们当就近我来，侧耳听，就必得活。我必与你们立永约，就是应许大卫那可靠的恩典。这里提到神的邀请，他说一切干渴的你就就近水来，不用银钱的，不用付价值，就可以得到饱足。
God invites people to come to him to buy food to eat and wine to drink without any cost.
那 如果我们能够愿意留心听神的话语，就能够吃美物，得享回甘，心中喜乐。
If we're careful to listen to His words, then we will be able to eat what is good and delight ourselves in abundance.
所以神所提供的方法其实非常简单的。
God's method is very simple.
我们今天如果能够找到神的话，然后留意去听，那么我们一定心中充满喜乐，我们一定不会觉得很空虚。
If we can find words of God, pay careful attention to them, then our heart will not be empty.
我们会把我们的生活重心放在神上面。
We will put the center of our life on God.
我们一定不会跑到外面的世界一起去寻找所谓让我们能够成长、让我们得到满足、让我们觉得自己有用的这些管道或者是活动。
We will not go into the world to seek other methods to satisfy us.
今天我们如果观察我们教会的弟兄姐妹，如果一个人他会非常的活跃于参加外面的活动，其实代表他在神的教会里面他没有真正尝到神话语的甘甜。
If we look at a brother or sister who's very active in participating in works or events outside the church, then that's probably a sign that he cannot find satisfaction in church.
因为我们如果能够细细的咀嚼神的话语以及主耶稣基督他所带给我们的满足，跟让我们觉得说我们会得到喜乐，我们一定不会跑到其他地方去寻找，因为我们知道那个地方找不到。
If we can truly enjoy God's word and nurture ourselves on it, then we will be filled with satisfaction and joy, and we will not go outside because we know that we cannot find such a satisfaction and joy outside the church.
虽然表面上会看到，会让人觉得说，人好像时间安排得非常的充实。
Even though on the surface, this person might have a very busy and fulfilling life.
可是最后会发现，其实是空的。
But in the end, he'll discover that he's living his life in emptiness.
很多的活动其实让我们身心很疲惫而已。
There's a lot of events, but they'll only make us feel very tired.
可是渐渐的，人会觉得人就在这种情况下麻痹了，忘记其实真正的喜乐甘甜是在主耶稣里面才能够尝到的。
And gradually, this person will become numb and forget that he can only find true joy and sweetness in Christ.
是当我们跪在神的面前来祷告，当我们坐在神的殿里面来聆听神话语的时候，我们可以享受这个神话语的甘甜那种滋味。
We can only taste the goodness of God when we come before Him to pray and listen to His word carefully.
那这个神的话语，在诗篇里面特别说，它就是天上门打开的时候，它倒给我们这个玛拿。
The word of God, according to Psalm, is the manna that God gives us from heaven.
那我们要怎样领受这些神的话语？要听从，要领受，要听从啊。
So how can we how should we receive the words of God? We need to listen to it and also submit to it.
那一提到玛拿，我们就要回顾当初神如何降玛拿。
Now, if we're talking about manna, we have to go back to the first time that God gave us manna.
因为玛拿的降在人间是历史上真的曾经发生过的一个事实。
Because it's a true event in history that God gave man manna.
在人类这么长，从当初我们现在不知道到底有多久，但是从神创造亚当夏娃开始，一直到现在这个世界还存留，曾经有一段非常短暂的时间里，神把他的玛拿，他的食物，真的实实在在降在人间，让人享用。
There's a very short period of time in the existence of the world that God rained down manna for man to enjoy.
在当时候的这些属神的人当中呢，他们从这个玛拿里面得到存活，而且他们真的享受所谓神迹，就是你不用工作就可以得到的恩典。
There was once in the history of time that people of God enjoyed manna that God gave them, and they don't have to work or pay money, use money to buy this manna.
以色列百姓整个民族离开埃及进入旷野里面。
When the nation of Israel left Egypt and entered into the wilderness.
这么多人每一天都要吃东西，到底要怎么样去供应他们？
And there were so many people, and they have to eat every day. How in the world can you provide for their needs?
有时候想到吃的东西其实是很麻烦的，很伤脑筋的。
And the issue of food is actually very hard to solve.
我们如果有出门旅行的那个经验，我们都知道。
If we have the experience of traveling,
如果今天我们是要到外面去露营
，that today if we were to go camping,
你就想事前我们就要准备好多吃的东西，我们就要开始考虑， 要去几天，要几餐，哪一餐要吃什么东西，要准备哪些材料，哎呀，那这个材料会不会坏掉，好多好多好多好多的准备功夫，很多很繁琐的事情。
Then we have to prepare way in advance how many days we are going to go camping, how much food we need, and what kind of food we need to buy so that it doesn't perish quickly.
我们七月的时候在 Colorado, 我们的信徒呢去有一个 camping retreat, 只有三天而已。
In July, members in Colorado went to a camping retreat for 3 days.
三天给二十几个人吃啊。
Three days, about 20 some people need to eat.
就准备了一车的食物了。
So we had to prepare a car full of food.
当要开车上山的时候，就发现车子太小，装不下。
When we were traveling up the mountain, we noticed that the car is too small. We can't fit everything inside.
那我们就会很担心，如果万一今天又突然来了很多人，那怎么办
？Then we were very worried. What if more people showed up?
所以都要准备特别多。
So that's why we prepare more food.
因为到山上要买要不方便，很贵，很麻烦，一定要有多余的食物可以吃。
Because it's very inconvenient to buy food on the mountain, plus food there is very expensive.
所以不管去哪里，第一个想到一定是吃的，因为没有吃你就活不下去。
So no matter where you go, the first issue you have to think about is what do you need, where can you get food? Because without food, you cannot survive.
那我们人就是这样子，我们人如果肚子饿的时候，很容易发脾气。
And as humans, when we are hungry, it's very easy for us to lose our temper.
情绪就不好。
And we will be in a very bad mood.
所以我们有时候看孩子莫名其妙就脾气很差，就是他肚子饿，他不知道。
Sometimes when we see children, all of a sudden they lose their temper, and that's because they are hungry and they don't know about it.
把他喂饱了，他就眉开眼笑了，他就很高兴了，什么事情都好了。
But once we feed them with food, when they are satisfied, they will start smiling again.
大人也是这样子啊。
And likewise for adults.
丈夫在外面工作很辛苦，回到家里面发现通没有东西可以吃，肚子好饿的时候啊，特别容易发脾气。
When husband come home from a long day of work, he's very hungry. When you see that there's no food on the table, he will lose his temper.
但是如果回到家里面就有一顿美食可以享用，哇，这个他就觉得很幸福。
But when he walks, when he enter home and he saw that there's a table full of good food for him to enjoy, then he feels very happy.
我们芝加哥有一个弟兄啊，他跟他的太太都在工作。
There's a brother, whose wife has to work.
他每天回家的时候，都要先想到到底要吃什么，要花一段功夫去准备买东西煮饭。哇，他想到好辛苦啊。
The first thing he had to do when he returned home is to think about what he has to eat and then go shopping for food. And he felt that this is a very tiring thing to do.
可是有一段时间，他的岳母来要跟他们一起住啊。
But there's a period of time when his mother-in-law came to live with him.
他说他下班回家的时候都会唱歌。
And he said that during that period of time, every time he returned home, he would sing.
因为他知道我回去的时候，他的这个岳母呢就准备了一桌那个。他喜欢吃的这个家乡美食等着他了。
Because he knew that his mother-in-law has already prepared a table full of good food for him to eat.
肚子饱的时候，哦，想到可以有东西吃，他就非常的满足。
When his belly is satisfied, then he feels very satisfied as well.
所以我们想到说，吃的东西真的是非常对我们一个人影响很大的。
So food has a significant impact to a person.
以色列百姓他们这么多人要出去走到。神所应许的这个地方要走多久？当初神都没有跟他们讲。
The nation of Israel has many, many people, and they're traveling on their way to the promised land. God did not tell them how long they have to travel to reach the land.
他们所能够准备的东西，其实不久他们就吃光光了。
The food that they prepared, before they left Egypt, had already been consumed not long after they left.
那时候，神用一个非常很危急的情况下。叫他们赶快走，被人家赶快赶出去的，他们根本没有时间去想那么多。
And God told them to hurry to leave Egypt. They had no time to think about their journey.
所以他们是凭着信心，因为神的带领，他们就这样子浩浩荡荡的就离开，一群人就离开了埃及，走入旷野里面去。
By faith under the guidance of God, they left Egypt and traveled into the wilderness.
他们没有去计划说我现在出去要走多久，我要买多少食物，带多少水，都没有想。
They didn't plan how long the journey would be, how much food and water they should bring.
但是神照着他的应许，他竟然做了，领他们出去，他就会负责。
But since God, according to his promise, has led them out of Egypt, then he will take this responsibility.
因为神一开始让这个百姓先经历这个生死的问题， 谁在海在前面，追兵在后面，那怎么办？
In the beginning of the journey, God allowed them to experience life and death because they have water in front of them and there's soldiers behind them to seek their life.
神一次就把这两个问题解决了。
But once for all, God solved these two problems.
他从海中开路。
He opened a way for them in the ocean.
让他们走干地走过去海。
So that they can cross the sea on dry land.
然后在这个海里面就把那些追兵把它解决了。
And he destroyed all these soldiers when the soldiers walk into the sea.
对神来说是非常简单的一件事。
And to God, this is a very easy thing to do.
那当以色列百姓回顾后面的追兵不见的时候，他们那时候在红海的对面高声的歌颂神。
When Israelites turned back and noticed that soldiers were destroyed, then they raised their voice and praised God.
可是不久。等到走入旷野更深一点，他们发现食物没有了，没有水，没有东西可以吃了。
Not long after that, when they ventured deeper into the wilderness, they noticed that all their food and water ran out.
那这个时候马上就化验员了。
Immediately they complained.
我这有没有看到说，当一个人如果感到饥渴的时候，没有办法得到满足的时候，那时候人的信心有多小
？So we see how small a faith a person has.And when he is hungry and thirsts for water.
所以即使曾经看过神很多的神迹，这个时候都忘记了。
Even though they saw great miraculous signs performed by God, yet they forget all of them.
我们来看出埃及记第十六章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 16.
第二节。
Verse 2.
出埃及记十六章的第二节。
Exodus chapter 16, verse 2.
这里特别记载说以色列全会众在旷野向摩西亚伦发言言。
The whole congregation of the sons of Israel grumbled against Moses in the wilderness.
第三节说，巴不得我们早死在埃及地，神的手下。那时候我们坐在弱锅旁边，吃得饱足。啊，你们叫我们领出来到这个旷野，是要叫我们全会众都饿死啊
！Verse 3, the sons of Israel said to them, "Would that we had died by the Lord's hand in the land of Egypt when we sat by pots of meat, when we ate bread to the full. For you have to bring us into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger."
他们在这种情况下，他们想到的是当初他们在埃及的旁，在埃及地的时候，哇、哦，他们有多好！他们肚子饿的时候就有肉可以吃。
And when they were in that situation, what they thought of was how good it was for them to be in the land of Egypt when they have meat to eat and bread to eat.
他就没有想到说，当初是做工做了老半天，是当奴隶，被人家鞭打，这样子一点都没有自由的情况下，才有一点点吃的，不是 free 的，他是要付出。做奴隶的代价所得到的。
And they forgot that they were slaves in Egypt, and the food that they ate, they paid with their own effort and energy.
那他们向神发怨言。
When they grumbled to God,
他们忘记了神当初是怎么开海中开路带他们过这个解决那个危险的情境。
And they forgot how God had opened a way for them in the journey to the Red Sea.
他们经历了神的作为。
Even though they had experienced God's work,
亲眼看见的
they saw with their eyes.
可是面对他肚子饿的时候，他已经没有办法去想到底神有多伟大了。
But in their hunger, they failed to remember how great God is.
他们这个时候马上发怨言哦，马上的。
Immediately they grumbled.
那从这个以色列百姓这个现象，让我们想到一件非常重要我们今天信仰的原则。
From what happens to the children of Israel.We can remember there's one very important principle we need to remember.
今天我们不管我们是怎么样来信主的
，No matter how we come to the Lord.
有些人信主是经历很大的神迹才来的。
Some people experience great miracle before they believe in Christ.
比如说，这个车祸的时候没死哦，神保守平安。
For example, they experienced a very big car accident, but God protected his life so he didn't die.
那有时候是重病当中，神把他救回来了。
Or God saved his life from a very serious illness.
那有些人当然像我们在座有些下一年轻的，我们都是从小在教会里面长大的。
And there's some youths among us who grew up in church.
其实这个都是神的恩典。
Actually, this is the grace of God.
也都是神的作为。
This is the work of God.
但是不管我们经历过神多少神迹。
But no matter how many miracles we have experienced,
如果我们没有办法从神的话里面得到饱足，就是我们真理没有真的尝到真理的滋味。
If we cannot satisfy ourselves with the words of God, if we have not tasted the sweetness of truth,
如果我们的心灵还是觉得一样干渴虚空的时候
if we still feel empty in our hearts,
我们心里面如果没有神的话语,
if our heart does not have the words of God,
我们碰到任何情况下，我们可能都会像以色列百姓这样发怨言。
Then in difficult situations, we might behave like the Israelites did. We would grumble against God.
有时候甚至都会拿石头想要把摩西跟亚伦打死了。
Sometimes they even wanted to stone Moses and Aaron to death.
然后就硬着颈项不听神的话语。
They were stiff-necked and they refused to listen to God's word.
就让我们看到说，今天我们一个人要在真理上做造就有多么重要，让我们的心灵得保足，借着神的话语有多么关键。
So what happened to them show us how important it is to be satisfied with the words of God.
我们今天从这个玛拿的事情来看一看，我们到底要怎样能够避免这个情形重复发生。
From the story of manna, let's see how can we prevent such an event happen again.
当以色列百姓他们在发怨言，这个时候神都知道的。
God knew that people of Israel were grumbling against him.
所以神就说，我现在要把粮食从天上降来给你们。
So God said that I will send down food from heaven.
百姓可以出去，每天收每天的份。
People can go outside and gather whatever food they need for that day.
然后我要试验他们愿不愿意遵守我的法度。
I will test them to see whether or not they're willing to keep my commandments.
他怎么样试验？
How did God test them?
就是第七天的时候没有。
That's on the seventh day. There's no food.
第六天的时候。这个食物会变成双倍。
On the sixth day, God will rain down twice the amount of food.
因为第七天是神的安息日。
Because the seventh day is the day of rest.
如果他说在这种情况下就会看见神的荣耀。
It says that under this situation, they will see the glory of God.
我们如果看一下第十六章第七节哦。
If we read chapter 16, verse 7.
第七节
verse 7.
早晨你们要看见神的荣耀，因为神听见你们向他所发的怨言了。我们算什么？你们竟向我们发怨言呢？
In the morning you will see the glory of the Lord, for he hears your grumblings against the Lord. And what are we that you grumble against us?
这句话是摩西亚伦对以色列百姓讲的。
And this was what Moses and Aaron told the people of Israel.
他首先提醒以色列百姓，是神把你们领出来了，不是我。
They first reminded people of Israel that it was God who led them out of Egypt, not us.
你现在所发的怨言是向神发的，不是向对我跟亚伦发的。
When you're grumbling, you're actually grumbling against God, not us.
他说你早上你们就要看见神的荣耀了。
And he said that in the morning you will see the glory of the Lord.
因为神已经听见你们的怨言了。
Because God has already heard your grumblings.
那神的荣耀在哪里显现？
Where would God show his glory?
神的荣耀就是随着早晨的时候，随着露水降下来，这个玛拿出现的时候。
And it will appear with the dews in the morning.
所以我们如果看接下去看我们看第十三节。
If we read verse 13.
第十三节说，到了晚上哦，有鹌鹑飞来，遮满了营。早晨在营四围的地上有露水。
It came about the evening that quails came up and covered the camp, and in the morning there was a layer of dew around the camp.
十四节说露水上升之后，不料野地上面上就有如白霜的小云雾了。
Verse 14, when the layer of dew evaporated, behold, on the surface of the wilderness, there was a fine flake-like thing, fine as the frost on the grounds.
那以色列人他们看见就不知道是什么了，就是彼此对问说，这是什么呢？摩西对他们说，这个就是神给你们吃的食物。
When the sons of Israel saw it, they said to one another, What is it? For they did not know what it was. And Moses said to them, It's the bread which the Lord has given you to eat.
这里说这个圆圆的小白雾就出现在营的四周围了。
This verse tells us that a flake-like thing appeared around the camp.
露水跟露水一起来。
It came with a dew.
然后这个东西当以色列百姓一开始看到的时候，他们不知道是什么，从来没有看过的。
When sons of Israel saw this, they did not know what it was because they had never seen it before.
从天上降下来的。
But it came from heaven.
然后神跟他们说，这就是神要给你们吃的食物哦。
And so Moses told them that this is the bread which the Lord has given you to eat.
好，看第三十一节。
Let's read verse 31.
这个食物以色列家叫做玛拿，样子像圆碗子，颜色是白的。滋味如同掺蜜的薄饼。
There when the house of Israel named it manna, and was like coriander seed, white, and it tastes like wafers with honey.
那这个 mana 他说颜色是白的，然后味它的滋味是淡淡的、哦、像掺蜜的薄饼，我们知道蜜的那个味道就是 很 mild 的 很淡的。
Mana was white and it tastes like wafer with honey. It has a very mild taste.
那神告诉以色列百姓，他说你每天早上都去捡啊，出去外面捡。
God told the people of Israel that you have to gather this manna every morning.
那每天早上太阳出来以前就要去捡。
You have to gather it before the sun rises.
为什么？因为他说第二十一节说哈，日头一发热，那它就消化了，它不见了。
How come? Because, when the sun grew hot, it would melt.
它不见就是没有，没有任何什么变坏的，留在地上都没有，就消失了。
It would disappear from earth.
所以它跟着露水下来，但是太阳一热的时候，它就消失不见。
So this manna came with the dew, but when the sun grew hot, it would melt.Very miraculous.
那这个东西到底是什么？
What exactly is this?
他说这个就是天上的粮食。
He said that this is bread from heaven.
那以色列百姓他们就这样子靠着这个玛拿，每一天出去外面捡，除了安息日之外，他们就这样子过了这个旷野的旅程40年。
Israelites relied on manna, gathering them every morning go through this journey of in the wilderness.
如果我们把它想想看，以色列百姓这么多人，每一人吃的饭量，你看每一天神要降多少玛拿下来。
So think about how many Israelites there were and how much manna God had to send down from heaven every morning.
那这个玛拿它的这个特性，在民数记第十一章里面，这个摩西他们那时候又特别讲了一次。
Again, in Numbers chapter 11, Moses described the characteristic of manna.
我们来看一下民数记第十一章啊。
Let's turn to Numbers chapter 11.
这里又提到这个当时候玛拿他们要怎样吃，可以怎哪些吃法。
And here it mentions again, what is manna and how to eat it.
第六节，十一章第六节。
Chapter 11, verse 6.
因为他们已经吃了40年，吃的觉得很腻了。
Because they had eaten this for 40 years, so they feel very sick of it.
第十一章民数记十一章第六节。
Numbers chapter 11 verse 6。
现在我们的心血枯竭了，除了这玛拿以外，在我们眼前并没有别的东西。这玛拿好像银环子，又好像珍珠。百姓周围行走，把玛拿收起来，或用磨推，或用臼捣，煮在锅中，又做成饼，滋味好像新油。夜间露水降在营中，玛拿也随着降下。这里提到说，当时候以色列百姓。他们吃每一天都吃这个玛拿，他觉得说啊，好像吃腻了，吃这么久了都没有个别的东西吃，开始发咽炎。
Israelites grumble because they feel that they have been eating manna for such a long time, they're so sick and tired of it.
他们那时候那个贪欲的心突然又发起来了，因为有一些闲杂的人在鼓动他们。
Again, their greedy heart aroused them because there are some other kind of people among them.
他们现在开始想起来了，所谓的黄瓜、西瓜、韭菜、葱跟蒜呢、啊。
They started to remember all these different kinds of melons and onions.
我们先比一下这两种食物啊，这两类型的食物啊。
Let's first compare these two types of food.
这个玛拿是从天降下来的。
Manna came from heaven.
从神来的。
It came from God.
你看黄瓜、西瓜、韭菜、葱跟蒜，它长哪里？长在哪里？
But where did all those melons and onions and scallions grow?
奇怪，这些东西都长在地上的。
They grew on earth.
所以你看，黄瓜、西瓜、韭菜、葱蒜，都从地里面长出来的。
So you see that cucumbers, melons, leeks, and onions and garlic, they grew on the earth. They came from the ground.
这些百姓，他们觉得吃这个天上降下来的玛拿很腻了。
People,
喜欢吃这个从地上长出来的东西、啊。
People feel very tired and sick of eating food from heaven, so they want to eat food of earth.
他们这样一个反应，其实反应给我们一个重要的教训。
Their reaction actually can teach us a lot.
为什么先知当初预告在末世的时候，人会偏向荒谬的言语
？Why did the prophet first tell us that in the end times, people will prefer ungodly messages.
人会厌烦所谓纯正的食物，就是从神来的话语。
They will get tired of true teachings which comes from God.
因为那个荒谬的言语，就像这里是从地上长出来的。
Because all this ungodly message, they are like this produce that come from earth.
你看他这里所描述的这个韭菜、葱蒜啊，这个都是很辛辣的。 And 就是会有味道很刺激的。
Look at leeks, onions, and garlic. They have very strong taste to them.
那就告诉我们说，今天从这个从地里面长出来这些食物啊，这些东西，就好像今天从属地的这些所谓的学问长出来的一些理论学说、啊，有时候让我们觉得哦很兴奋呢、啊，听得很不错。
This earthly produce is like some ideology or philosophy in the world that when we hear them, we feel that this is such a good teaching.
很自然的人就会偏向这些，因为就觉得很刺激。
And naturally, we will lean our ears toward this kind of teaching because we feel that they're very exciting to hear.
但是跟这个天上的玛瑙这个天上降下的食物比较起来，它这个天上的食物比较起来就没有什么滋味，很淡。
Compare this to food from heaven, we will feel that food from heaven is very mild in taste.
但是他们却没有想想这些东西从地上长出的东西是要怎样吃的。
But they fail to think how would exactly would they eat this produce from earth.
我们想想看，今天他们如果吃西瓜、黄瓜、韭菜、葱蒜，会不会饱？
So think about this: if they were to eat cucumbers, melons, leeks, onions, and garlic, would they be satisfied?
我们在座很多人会煮饭。会做菜的。
Many among us know how to cook.
我们试着用用看，就是用黄瓜、西瓜、韭菜、葱蒜哈、啊、当食物来做一顿饭看看，都不要煮饭，就是煮这些就好了。
And try making a meal with cucumbers, melons, leeks, onions, and garlic.
看到底会不会让人家得到饱足
？And see whether or not you can be satisfied.
绝对没有办法的。
And you can surely not.
一定有更多的抱怨出来了。
But you will hear a lot of grumblings.
因为这东西。它的吃法是非常有趣，因为它基本上只是一个调味料而已、啊、
Because these things are actually
seasoning.
Seasoning.
它没有把我当主食的。
You cannot eat them as main meals.
那个葱姜蒜，你如果把它烤，把它用像这用臼把它磨，把它煮煮看，你就知道了，都不一样了。
Try grinding leeks, garlic, and onion with a millstone and see how what will happen.
其实他告诉我们说，今天世上很多所谓的荒谬的言论、学问、理论，那东西是经不起考验的。
So this is to tell us that there is a lot of ungodly teachings and messages in the world, and they cannot withstand actual test.
他们不但不能让我们得到饱足
，Not only can they not satisfy us，
他也没有办法经过不一样，在我们人生不同的阶段里面，没有办法真的帮助我们。
They cannot help us with any stage of our life.
我们知道很多的人间的理论学说哈，过一段时间就会换了。
We know that there's many human philosophies and teachings. They will perish or go away after a while.
我们每一个人在每一个专业里面，我们都会被教导所谓的定律或者是理论学说。
In schools, we're taught many different kinds of theories.
但是那个都是只在我们学的这当代当中所谓的是对的。
But we've noticed that these theories are true only when we are learning it.
在三十年之后，现在实在更快了。Maybe 二十年、十年之后，可能这个理论就错了。
Perhaps 30, 20, or even 10 years later, these theories will be proven false.
从食物的角度，从食品学的角度来看呢？
From the perspective of food,
很多的食物，我们或是很多的成分，我们在三十年前就有这个东西根本就不需要，而且是像废弃物一样的。觉得说这个有什么好研究的？这个有什么 好吃的？
Maybe 30, even 20 years ago, we might feel that some ingredients or some certain types of food are not worth us to go research into it.
但是30年之后，我们以前认为像垃圾一样，现在变成像黄金了。
But 30 years later, food that we treat like garbage, they are actually as valuable as gold to us.
有太多的这个例子我们可以去想的。
And there are many such examples for us to ponder upon.
因为这些东西只是暂时的。
Because all these are temporary.
但是反过来看看这个天上的玛瑙。
But if, on the other hand, if we look at heaven, manna from heaven.
天上的玛瑙它是从神来的。
Manna from heaven comes from God.
它可以让以色列百姓真的得到保证，不管哪一种人，不管。在什么样的状况下，他们都可以得饱足。
It can truly satisfy people of God, no matter what color or race they are.
光是我们看这个以色列百姓怎么来吃这个玛瑙，就知道它有多么神奇。
Just from looking at how Israelites eat manna, and we can see how miraculous and amazing it is.
他说你可以用磨把它磨成粉。
It says that you can use a millstone to grind it into powder.
磨成粉的时候可以做成饼。
And then you use this powder to make breads.
然后你可以把它做成 meal, 就是像磨的细细的，然后把它煮一煮。
And、you can、grind it into meal and then and cook it.
啊，你也可以直接把它烤来吃。
You can also、grill it to eat.
什么样吃法都可以的。
It doesn't matter what kind of method you use. You can、use it to eat it.
可以做成很多很多不同的食物。
And you can use different methods to make different kinds of food from it.
其实我们如果仔细想一想，这个玛拿让以色列百姓他们吃了四十年以后，圣经特别怎么描述呢？
After eating manna for 40 years, what did the Bible describe this?
他们在四十年当中，圣经特别说以色列百姓妇女怀胎没有一个掉胎的。
It describes that in this 40 years, whenever Israelites women were pregnant, none of them would lose their infants.
他们在旷野走路，以色列百姓这么多人当中，是我曾经记载他们曾经因为没有东西是饿死的。
In this 40 years while they're walking in this wilderness, none of them perished.
任何一个老人或小孩都没有一个因为没有东西是饿死。
None of them, whether old or young, perished because there's no food.
那他们百姓当中每一个都健健康康的。
Every one of them was healthy.
圣经没有说他们病死。
The Bible did not tell us that any one of them perished because of illness.
那以色列百姓他们死在旷野的人是怎么样死的？
But how did the Israelites perish in the wilderness?
圣经特别有说是撑死的。
The Bible tells us that they perished because they were too full.
那个肉还是在嘴巴里面的时候就死了。
When meat are still in their mouth, they perish.
因为违背神的话，结果犯罪，神降瘟疫让他们死了。
Because they disobeyed God's commandments, God sent pestilence upon them, and so they died.
那所以这里我们看到说这个玛拿它既然是天上来的粮食
，So from here we see that since manna is food from heaven，
就让我们知道说，其实今天我们不管在什么样很困难的情况下，我们一样可以从这个玛拿神的话里面得到安慰，得到饱足。
We know that no matter what situation or circumstances we're in, we can be satisfied from manna.
在喜乐的情况下，我们因着神的话语会感谢，然后会喜乐。
In joyful situations, because of the word of God, we know how to give thanks.
因为我们知道这些恩典福气从哪里来，因为神的话语这样告诉我们，我们也这样体验到了。
Because of the words of God tell us where our blessings come from, and we've actually experienced this word of God, so we rejoice.
虽然味道淡淡的，可是它真的是让我们得喜乐、得饱足的最基本的要素。
Even though its taste is mild, but it's the it's the key to our satisfaction.
没有任何东西可以取代的。
No other things can replace it.
这就是神的话语，它的功用。
And this is the function of the word of God.
我们如果能够真的了解到，我们就会喜爱神的话，喜爱真理。
If we can truly understand its function, then very naturally we'll come to understand and appreciate and love the word of God.
面对这些所谓的地上长出来的食物，黄瓜、西瓜、韭菜、葱、蒜这些东西，我们都不会被吸引了。
Then we would no longer be attracted to produce of the earth, such as cucumbers, melons.
我们会知道说这些东西不能够当饭吃的。
And we know that they cannot satisfy us.
真的当饭吃的是神的话。
Only the word of God can satisfy us.
那这个玛拿这几个特色我们要了解。
So we have to understand characteristics of manna.
当然，我们现在到目前为止，我们很清楚知道这是从天上降下来的，是神赐的。
So far, we know that it comes from God and it came from heaven.
那这个玛拿是随着露水降下来哦。
Manna came down with the dews.
那玛拿随着露降下来有什么样的教训，是什么样的意义呢
？So what teaching does this have?
因为既然夜间露水降在营中的时候，玛拿就跟着降下哈。
When dew come upon the earth during the night time, manna also came with it.
那我们现在知道玛拿如果是代表神的话语。
Now we know that manna represents the word of God.
那今天露水代表什么
？So what does dew represent?
露水，我们说圣灵像露水，像甘露。
And we say that Holy Spirit is like dew.
所以神的话语一定是伴随着圣灵来了。
Therefore, the word of God has to come with the Holy Spirit.
这是为什么主耶稣这样说，在约翰福音第十六章。
That's why in John chapter 16, Jesus said.
我们请看约翰福音。
Let's turn to John.
约翰福音。
Gospel of John.
我们请看第十七节，十四章十七节。
Chapter 14, verse 17.
约翰福音的十四章十七节。
John chapter 14, verse 17.
就是真理的圣灵乃是人不能接受的，因为不见他也不认识他，你们却认识他，因为他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。这里提到真理的圣灵。
This verse tells us the spirit of truth.
是世人不认识的啦。
Whom the world cannot receive.
但是神的名就认识。
But people of God will know him.
然后他说圣灵要常常与我们同在，也要在我们里面。
Here it also tells us that the Holy Spirit will abide with us, and we will abide with Him as well.
16章13节。
Chapter 16, verse 23.
16章13节。
Chapter 16, verse
13. 只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白一切的真理，因为他不是凭自己说的，乃是把他所听见的都说出来，并且要把将来的事告诉你们。
But when He, the Spirit of Truth, comes, He will guide you into all the truth.For he will not speak on his own initiative, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will disclose to you what's to come.
第十四节说，他要荣耀我，因为他要将所授予我的告诉你们。
14, he will glorify me, for he will take of mine and will disclose it to you.
这里真理的圣灵都合在一起，真理跟圣灵两个是分不开的。
You cannot separate truth and spirit.
所以神的话语一定伴随着真，一定伴随着圣灵，让我们心里得满足。
The word of God will come with the Spirit to satisfy us.
这是为什么主耶稣先说到我这里来，来喝这个活水的泉源。
That's why Lord Jesus invites us to come to Him to drink from the spring of living water.
圣灵住在我们里面，我们腹中要流出源源不绝的活水江河。
When the Holy Spirit dwells in us, out of our belly will come on streams of living water.
这是为什么很多人，有些人他们遇到一些问题的时候，不管是家庭的问题、心理的问题、婚姻的问题，如果去教会找传道的时候，传道千篇一律的答案都是读圣经祷告。
And that's why when people come to a pastor with their problems, no matter what kind of problems they have, whether your problems in the family, marriage, or work, a pastor will always encourage them to read the Bible and pray.
有位弟兄他常常打电话给我。
There's a brother who often calls me.
他每次打电话给我的时候，都是他心里面觉得很难过的时候。
He calls me whenever he feels very sad.
我听到讲了很多话以后
，After I hear him speaking to me for many for a long time，
每次告诉他的答案都是一样的啦。
The answer I give him is always the same。
你就每天一定要读圣经。
You have to read the Bible every day。
你每天早上起来的时候，第一件事一定要先祷告。
Every morning, the first thing you have to do is to pray。
你如果找到时间的时候，你就看看神的话语，听听道理。
If you have time in the morning, read God's word and listen to God's word.
如果你有办法，因为他住在离教会比较远的地方，你如果有办法，你一定要开车到教会来守安息日。
Because he lives very far from church, I told him that if it's possible, then you have to drive to church.
每次他都跟我说，你怎么每次讲都讲一样的？
To keep the Sabbath, so he asked me, how can you always tell me the same thing?
我跟他说没有办法，因为这就是神的话，就是这样子，没有其他的方法可以解决你的问题了。
I told him that, well, it's because only the word of God can help you.
他觉得说，虽然这些话好像不会让他很刺激，不会让他觉得说，哦，对，这个就是我应该这样做，马上就可以达到解决，像特效药一样。
He felt that the word of God is not very exciting and doesn't work instantly.
因为神的话语，就像这里他说，玛拿是淡淡的。
Because the word of God, just like what the Bible says, is very mild in taste.
但是如果我们真的去做，去捡回来。
But if we actually gather it,
那因为这个玛瑙又伴随这个露水，就是神的话也是跟着圣灵一起来的。
Because this manna came with the dew, comes with the Holy Spirit.
所以读圣经、听道理都一定要祷告。
When we read the Bible, listen to sermon, we have to pray.
一定要让圣灵充满。
We have to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵越充满，我们所得到的宝足越明显。
The more we are filled with the Holy Spirit, the more satisfied we will be.
这个玛拉随露水而降。
A manna came with the dew.
因为我们今天在座的弟兄姐妹，我们一定都有这种感受。
Many of the brothers and sisters sitting here may feel the same way.
我们什么时候，当我们领受圣灵那个时候，其实我们很多人都被圣灵充满了。
the moment that we received the Holy Spirit, we were filled with the Holy Spirit.
当我们被圣灵充满的时候，那时候我们心里的喜乐，很多人说他们没办法讲，没办法感，没办法形容的。
Many people said that they cannot describe that moment, when they received the Holy Spirit.
那很多情况下，我们得圣灵都是因为我们先听了神的话语以后，觉得说神的话语好感动人。
And many times after we hear the word of God, we feel that word of God is very satisfying. 所以
manna随甘露而来。
So manna came down with the dew.
神的话语与圣灵是连在一起的。
The word of God and Holy Spirit, they are connected.
那接下来这个manna是为选民预备的。
Next, manna is prepared for God's children.
我们知道在旷野当中，在当时候以色列所百姓所走过的旷野，还有其他人在附近，不是只有他们在旷野当中，不是他以色列不是唯一的住在那边的人呢、啊。
We know that Israel was not the only people that traveled in the wilderness.
他们住在旷野，他们在旷野扎营，他们的附近也有许多其他的百姓或者其他的不同的民族住在附近呢、啊。
And when they are camping in the wilderness, there were people from other nations that lived around them.
但是晚上露水下来的时候，他们那边会有没有玛拿？
But when dew came down around them, do they have manna as well?
不可能。
It's impossible.
绝对只有在以色列百姓扎营的周围才有manna。
Only around the camp of Israel would manna come down.
因为manna特别为神的选民预备的。
Because manna was specially prepared for God's chosen ones.
所以这个就是神选民的特别的恩典呢、啊。
So this is a very special blessing given only to God's children.
其他的民族。他们可能也可以享受露水的滋润，他们的周围也可以有一些植物作物会生长。
People of other nations also enjoy benefits that dew brought them.
但是唯独神的选民，这个露水降下的时候，他们可以捡到玛拿。
But only for people of God, when dew come down, there's also manna for them to gather.
我们就看到说，神的爱有多么明显。
So we see how wonderful the love of God is.
因为圣经说神独爱他的选民。
Because the Bible tells us that God only loves His chosen ones.
所以玛拿特别为神的选民预备。
So that's why He prepared a manna especially for His children.
今天如果我们是属神的人
，So today if we belong to God,
神一定让我们明白听到他的真理。
God will let us understand and hear His words.
那我们听了，我们就会喜爱，我们就会想要去跟随，
so、that,
想要去查考。
When we hear His voice, we will want to follow it and study it.
那神把这个，神把这些玛拿赐给他的选民是白白赐的哦。
God gave manna freely to His people.
以色列百姓没有做任何的工作，付出任何代价，每一天神就赐给他们玛拿。
Israelites did not work; they did not pay any price. But every day, God gave them manna.
可是虽然是神白白赐给
，Even though it's given freely by God，
可是神也没有说让玛拿要他们每个人嘴巴张开，然后就去那边接。
But God didn't tell them to open their mouth and receive it.
神是让玛拿降在这个随着露水降在营的四周围。
God let manna to come with dew to the surrounding camp.
不是让玛拿跑到他们家里，他们帐篷里面去了。
God did not send manna right in front of their doorstep.
所以神告诉他们要自己去找，去自己去捡。
So God told them that you have to gather it yourself.
这个就是人要配合神的恩典，神的赏赐。
So this tells us that we have to work with the Lord.
才能够真的得到宝足。
So that we can be truly satisfied.
因为去捡，表示我们愿意听神的话。
Because when we're gathering, that action alone shows that we are willing to listen to God's words.
所以我们每个人都要自己去捡起这个玛拿。
So that's why each one of us has to gather manna ourselves.
这就是为什么以赛亚书55章说不用钱，不用价值，可是你要来买。
That's why Isaiah 55 tells us that it doesn't cost any money but you have to buy it.
至少人要来。
At least you have to come.
所以这玛拿不是宅急便，不是 FedEx 送到家门口的。
Manna would not be FedEx to your house.
我们一定要去来领取。
You have to come to gather it.
那就是付出我们人的努力。
That means that we have to put in our efforts.
这个努力本身不是说我们如果没有付一个价值就拿不到的，我们只要人来了就可以得到。
As long as we come, then we will receive it.
那这个manna是可以接受各种不一样考验的，不同煎煮炒炸什么方法都可以。
Manna can withstand different kinds of tests. No matter which method you use to cook it, you can do it.
所以神的话语，我们其实可以有很多变化的。
The word of God has many varieties.
今天我们要善用神的话语。
So today we have to use the word of God in a very good way.
有时候我们发现说，哎，有些人对啊，没有这个圣经说玛拿是行乞，但是我今天没有办法来，有各种不同的因素啊。
Some people say that the word of God is very good, but today I cannot come.
我没有机会，或者是没有体力，真的人来到这个会堂，或是来到这里来跪到神的面前祷告，或者是听道理。
I don't have the opportunity or the energy to come before God to pray to Him and to listen to Him.
或者是眼睛就是视力不好，没办法读圣经。
Or our eyesight is not very good, we cannot read the Bible.
那时候怎么办
？What should you do at this time?
那其实我们就是要把这个玛拿拿起来做一做，就像这样煎煮炒炸，用变化不同的口味、不同的方法。
Then that's how we had to gather manna and cook it, fry it, or pan fry it in different methods.
所以有时候我们就要用 CD, 用放的，用听的，然后在各种不同的场合下，让我们自己有办法能够领受这些神的话语。
We can use, we can get CDs or go online, use different methods to receive the word of God.
我们有一些朋友们，他们因为身体的问题，他们没有办法来教会聚会。
There are some friends because of physical limitation, they are unable to come to church.
可是至少他们的耳朵可以听见。
But at least they can hear.
那这个时候，我们就要把用神的话语，让他们用听的，能够进入他们心里。
So during this time, so in that situation, we have to give them the word of God so that they can listen to it.
所以我们可以提供教会聚会的这些CD， 或者是读圣经，用语音的这个圣经帮助他们能够吸收，能够得到心灵的饱足。
We can give them audio sermons, CDs, or we can give them audio Bible to help them accept or nourish on the Word of God.
用各种不同的方法，把那个神的话语让人吃进去。
Use different kinds of words to help them absorb the Word of God.
那这个玛拿神的这个食物本身是。口味是很清香的，就是很淡的。
Manna has a very mild taste.
但是很淡，就是因为它很淡，所以它可以有各种不一样的做法。
Because its taste is very mild, you can cook it different ways.
也就是因为它这个特性，所以任何人不管我们的口味重或是不淡，我们都可以享受。
Because of this characteristic, whether you have a very strong taste or mild taste,
可是可以持续到，可以持续到让以色列百姓每一天都能饱足。
For food, you can eat it, and this thing can satisfy you all the days.
那这个是神的话。
This is the word of God.
天上来的粮食。
It comes from heaven.
今天我们如果能够学习以色列百姓，他们这个卷起玛拿这个神的教训呢，我们就能够真的让我们的心灵得到滋润。
Today, if we can accept the teaching of Israelites gathering manna, then our heart will be nourished.
当这个天上的门打开了。
When heavenly doors open,
这个玛拿倒下来了。
Manna will pour down.
我们每个人都能够出去捡。
Then everyone else can go outside.
然后领受了，让我们真的得享美物，然后心中喜乐。
To accept it, gather it, eat of it, and be satisfied.
那我们再来唱诗。
Now let's sing him.
349首。
349.
走。
Please be seated.
那我们现在要来祷告，结束早上的聚会。
Now we will pray to conclude this morning sermon.
那我们因为今天是灵会的第一天。
Because today is the first day of spiritual convocation.
那么往后还有两天，还有两天半哦，我们要在灵里面来领受神的话语。
We have 2.5 days to receive the word of God in our spirit.
而且在这次呢，我们可能会有一些慕道朋友呢，他们要来受洗，归入主耶稣的名下。
There might be some truth seekers who want to be baptized into God's name.
有受洗就是一场属灵的征战。
If there's a water baptism, that means there's a spiritual battle.
那这个属灵征战，我们要有弟兄姐妹不断的在后面祷告，才有办法得胜的。
We need brothers and sisters to pray continually so that we can win this spiritual battle.
让凡属神的人都能够真的进入神的恩典里。
So that those who belong to God can truly enter His grace.
离开魔鬼的辖制。
And to leave from Satan's dominion.
在这种关键时刻，很多时候魔鬼会不甘心的。
in these key times, many sin will not be happy.
有时候是不是借各样不一样的想法来影响这个人的信心？
And he might use different methods to influence this person's faith.
有时候可能会用一些外在的环境来影响一个人，让他没有办法了，真的来参加聚会，参加这个洗礼。
He might use different ways to stop this person from going to get baptized.
我们要怎么样胜过他们？
So how can we overcome sin?
我们弟兄姐妹的祷告非常关键。
We have to pray very hard. This is a very important.
如果我们有准备
，If we are prepared.
我们也认清魔鬼的伎俩
，And we know sin's trick.
最后我们一定得胜的。
Then we will surely be victorious.
所以我们祷告的时候，特别为这个灵恩布道会来祷告。
So that's why in our prayer, please pray for this spiritual convocation.
让这个属灵的征战，我们都能够得胜。
So that we can win this spiritual battle.
让每一个来参加的人都能够领受神的话语，心中充满喜乐。
That everyone who comes to spiritual convocation can receive the word of God and be filled with this joy.
我们现在就一起来祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray.
接受按手的，请到前面来。
If you're willing to receive laying of hand, please come forward.